This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the NFL Network on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he's our buddy Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Greetings.
And hey, salutations.
Yes.
So Andrew Berry spoke today. He spoke for a half an hour. He didn't say a whole lot, which is not a huge surprise, and that's not meant in a disparaging way. He did say that Baker Mayfield is healthy enough to win games for the Browns. But he's not winning games. So what does that all mean?
Well, I mean, nothing. These mid-season press conferences are, they don't say anything, and I don't blame Andrew Berry. What should he say? Should he say, yeah, guys, here's the deal. Over the next five games, if we don't run the table, if we don't finish 11-6, and if Baker doesn't play his ass off, we're going to move on from him. Like, is that what? No. You expect him to say what he said? The Browns have to be better. If you'd told me before Sunday night that we would hold the Ravens under 20 and pick off Lamar four times, it'd be like, did we win by 10 or 14? But there's something seriously wrong with the offense. That's the question that needs to be asked. You know that this year the Browns have scored 14 or fewer points six times. There's only one other team in the league that's done that. You want to guess who it is?
Let's go with the Jets.
Not even them.
Houston?
Houston.
Okay.
Houston.
Yeah, they're both bad.
Who's been running out a third-round pick for two-thirds of their season, yeah. And we knew that they were going to stink.
17 or fewer points for the Browns in seven of the last nine, Chris.
Yeah, it's tough to stomach, guys. It really is. And, you know, we can have all sorts of cute little discussions about, well, why are people so down on Baker? And, you know, you should be thankful because he's the best quarterback we've had since 99. Okay, I agree with that. That's not the goal. Goal isn't to be the best Browns team since 1999. That's not it. The goal, and it's not to be, well, be thankful because it's not Charlie Fry. Be thankful because it's not Spurgeon Wynn or Ken Dorsey. No, we are past that as an organization. We have moved way past that. It's how do you make sure that you have the best possible team out there?
Can I ask you this? The scenario you laid out there earlier, what should he have said? Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to look at him in December, and if he doesn't run the table, we're moving on. Do you think that's the situation?
I think that they know exactly what they're doing. That yes, when he said that we have to look at his body of work, you have to. This is going to be the biggest decision you make as an organization. Like, we would all as fans sign up tomorrow if Baker Mayfield signed a 6-year or a 5-year extension worth $100 million, because then you're paying him $20 million a year. You have plenty of dough to spend elsewhere and to get him more help. You can't just pay Baker Mayfield $35 or $40 million because that's the going rate for a quarterback. That's how you hamstring your franchise. So some organization's going to be the first one that truly takes a stand. The Buccaneers kind of did it with Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans kind of did it with Marcus Mariota. Right, guys who they exercise their fifth-year options and then let them walk. And that was it. The Titans kind of lucked into Ryan Tannehill. Nobody wanted him. They lucked into it. And we could definitely say that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lucked into Tom Brady.
Yes.
Right? So yep. The problem is that if it's not Baker at your price as an organization, what is the alternative? And I don't have the right answer there. I just don't.
All right, you said we're trying to figure out what's wrong with the Browns offense. So you said that. Okay, what's wrong with the Browns offense?
They were not good enough to pass against a team that has had serious leaks in the secondary. You know, Jamarcus Bradley was our third receiver. That's not good enough. I was shocked when Higgins was not out there. I understood it from this standpoint. I'm sure it had something to do with, look, we can't put Peoples-Jones back in a return position with his health the way it's been, and I get that. We have to have JoJo Natson. I mean, did they really need to use a receiver spot or, you know, a roster spot Sunday night on JoJo Natson because he was going to return a couple of kicks? Most of them sail over his head anyway.
Yep. One for 15 yards. You know?
And Felton returns punts. So you took out a guy who's significantly better in the passing game in Higgins. Like, he finds spots. Baker's been comfortable with him. I'm not saying we would have won the game. But believe me, I'm not saying that we lost because they deactivated Rashard Higgins. I don't think it's as simple as that. But when you're struggling as an offense, to me, I'd rather have a guy available for 60 snaps than JoJo Natson, who's out there for six on special teams.
That makes perfect sense.
It really doesn't answer your question.
No.
I think it's one of the most shocking things in the entire NFL, to be honest with you. Like, the Browns' offensive unit, why hasn't it been better? And people can say, well, they missed Conklin for half the season, and we'll miss him for the rest of the season. Jedrick Wills missed a couple of games. Jarvis missed some games. Baker missed a game. Chubb missed a couple. Hunt missed. Folks, I watch every game. Every team is missing significant parts for the most part. Virtually every team at some point. You just got to figure it out, and we haven't.
Do your NFL folks... What are the folks you work with? What are the folks that you chat with? What do you think of what Baker has done Odell has done so far with the Rams, and the impact that he may or may not be having there?
You mean Odell?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said Baker, and then I corrected myself and said Odell.
Okay. No, I mean, guys, nothing's ever going to be Odell's fault. Okay, but if you talk to a current player or a former player, because they hold him in such high regard, and I get it. Like, a lot of, I said this when the Browns were going through what they were going through with Odell, that a lot of players who play with him were fans of Odell before they were teammates. And did he show on that long touchdown last week that he still has the ability to go deep? Absolutely. It happened when it was like A-Rod hitting a homer when they were down 8-3 in the eighth. Like, got it. He can still do that against. Show it to me against a good team when it means something. And I want to see that. And in fairness, he hasn't been here very long. He doesn't know the playbook. He got shoved into action because of the Robert Woods injury. But do you know that the Rams had a worse record than the Lions in November? So this is an organization which I think is a little bit shell-shocked right now because they're the star-studded team all over the place. And for the first time, they're not seeing Matthew Stafford through rose-colored glasses. That's the big – I know in Cleveland – people want to hear about Odell. Matthew Stafford's really kind of the issue right now on that side of the football, and their defense stinks right now with all that firepower they got over there. They're not very good.
That's interesting.
Hey, Chris, what was your take on the fourth down situation where the Browns had 12 guys on the field after watching that for two plays and had to call a timeout?
So, truth be told, we're having our Sunday night meeting during that time. So we're watching the game on the big screen, but we don't have the sound on, which was hilarious because our coordinating producer on our Sunday night show, Game Day Finals, a guy named Todd Mossberg, I've worked with him from Fox to NFL Network, great guy, huge Browns fan. So we're listening, we're talking to D'Angelo Hall, who was our analyst that night. And we're looking up at the screen and I keep turning over my shoulder in the theater room. I was like, Mossy, What the F is going on here, dude? He's like, dude, I don't know. Because he usually, like, listens to the game in his earpiece. I was like, what are they saying? What's going on? He's like, I'm really confused. I don't know. And then I was like, okay, we called a timeout after they'd snapped the ball and didn't let the Ravens run the play. And, oh, okay, we got saved. And then they had 12. I was like, Bossy, what the? I'm screaming at the top of my lungs in the middle of a meeting. I'm like, what is going on here? And he's like, I've never seen this. I don't know. So it was incredibly embarrassing. Incredibly embarrassing. And it was tough. It was a tough watch, guys. It was like,
Chris, it's funny that
it's been a tough season.
It's funny that you had that anger. Like, it's an anger, right? When you see that's going on, there's an anger going on. Like, because I had exactly the same thing. Like, I'm watching this thing play out, and I can hear it. And I'm in the room with my family, and I've been on the road all weekend too, but then came back and we're all sitting down and watching the game. And like, I got angry when I was watching that. And I was like, I was kind of a jerk to my kids, but I was a little bit of a jerk. I was like, I'm watching the game. You know, it was one of those.
You're allowed
things.
To be.
Nice job.
Yeah, thanks. It's good parenting.
It's okay. You know, once again, for the 20th consecutive year, you will not be nominated for Father of the Year.
Even 3 years when I didn't have kids.
Yeah, which is interesting because his kids aren't that old.
Yeah.
So I get it. Like, we were all angry. That's the sort of stuff that drives you nuts. Like, we know interceptions are going to happen. We know blown coverages are going to happen. Like, that sort of stuff. Whatever. That's one where, like, guys, make sure your pencils are sharpened when you come and take the SAT. You know, please. You know, don't. Like, let's get ready. Be prepared, and we weren't. I don't know if there was an injury and somebody was out, and you know, sometimes that happens, but we had like too many men on the field. Well, not enough. We had too many.
So
several times.
So Chris, last thing, with all that in mind, you have Kevin Stefanski, the offense isn't going very well, the special teams, the communication issues on some of the other units, not quite there. And play calling is always something that everybody talks about. Is it worth talking about, or is it okay to just say, yeah, Kevin's going to call a place? Or is it something that actually should be discussed here during the bye week and maybe changed?
No. Let's not panic. We've been through enough philosophical changes, actual changes, things of that nature. I do think that Kevin Stefanski's hit a bit of a slump, a play-calling slump. And just like players get into slumps, I think play callers get into it too. And I think he's got to work his way out of it. There's nothing that says that Alex Van, you know, he had an amazing game last year in Pittsburgh. Amazing. But I've seen guys have great one-game careers too in a lot of sports. So I'm not willing to do that just yet. If it's something you need to revisit in the off season, sure. But, you know, I just hope that after the bye that Kareem Hunt is healthy. I think he's a major, major player, and particularly in an offense that's struggling. I think they're going to have to make some adaptations because I don't think Harrison Bryant will be available in the foreseeable future. And we know they're going to have to give Blake Hance some serious help on that right side now that Conklin's done the year. So they've got a lot of things that they got to do. They've got to go 4-1, and that one loss has got to be against Green Bay. And even then, I think they're probably in a tough tiebreaker scenario. But that's the way it is. Stefanski and the Browns can say it's one game at a time. As a fan, I could sit here and say they got to go 4-1, and the one loss has got to be out of conference. So there you go.
I like it. Chris, thank you, bud.
Thanks, man.
And real quickly,
yes.
I love watching the Cavs. I mean, I'm so happy, Jeff, that you get to watch a team that isn't dog crap. They are really fun to watch. They're energetic. They're about a 6'6", really good offensively skilled swingman from being right in the middle of the Eastern Conference. I truly believe that.
Chris?
I hope at some point we'll have a chance to talk about them.
I couldn't agree more with everything you just said about them. I think you're right on the money. And they have been fun and entertaining.
And can they win in Miami, Jeff?
They've only lost 20 straight in Miami, Chris. I mean, come on.
Because there's nothing to do there. It's so boring.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I did one year into the Super Bowl. I did see LeBron and Anderson Varejao, and all. We were all out of the same club. I doubt they were saying the same thing about, hey, I saw Chris Rose at the club.
Chris Rose over there.
Wow, that's a ding. Yeah. Are you kidding?
That is a ding. Yeah, ding. I like that a lot.
That's when you do a name.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, brother.
Chris Rose joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.